Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. How do you become the greatest evangelist? Today we celebrate the feast of the conversion of Saint Paul. From being a persecutor to zealous apostle of Jesus Christ, after being struck down on the road to Damascus. As we read, I was on that journey and nearly at Damascus, when about midday, a bright light from heaven suddenly shone around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? I answered, Who are you, Lord? And he said to me, I am Jesus, the Nazarene, whom you are persecuting. Now it's quite amusing to see a lot of secular commentators try to reduce Paul's miraculous conversion in this event by means of psychological speculation. They'd say stuff like, maybe Paul had an epileptic fit, or maybe it was the extreme guilt for commissioning the stoning of Saint Stephen. Or perhaps he was dehydrated because it was midday, so it was probably a hallucination. So yeah, probably something like that. Now, although there is a kind of conversion here, Paul never actually describes this moment as an event of conversion. As Pope Benedict said, this turning point in his life, this transformation of his whole being, was not the fruit of a psychological process, of a maturation or intellectual or moral development. Rather, it came from the outside. It was the fruit, not of his thought, but of his encounter with Jesus Christ. One existence died, and another, a new existence, was born with the risen Christ. We are only Christians in a real sense if we encounter the person of Jesus Christ. You don't have to be struck down blind, but we can encounter Christ in Scripture, in prayer, in the poor and the suffering, and in the sacraments and the liturgy of the Church. Let us pray that our lives may be a continual encounter with the risen Christ, so that we may follow in the footsteps of Saint Paul, who was arguably our greatest missionary and evangelist. Let us pray. O God, who taught the world through the preaching of the blessed Apostle Paul, draw us, we pray, nearer to you through the example of him whose conversion we celebrate today, and to make us witnesses to your truth in the world. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.